it's a long-lasting, long-track cluster of severe thunderstorms that generally produces very damaging straight-line winds. The storms that developed, they actually started out late Sunday night all the way out in northern Nebraska and southern South Dakota, and they were kind of moving eastward along a cool front, and when you have that long-lasting severe weather event, it's been given that name, derecho, and very often these thunderstorms can produce extremely strong straight-line winds, very often in excess of 70 to 80 miles per hour. And as you said yesterday, at least some unconfirmed reports of winds near 100 miles per hour. This cut a swath from northern Nebraska and southern South Dakota into parts of Iowa, Illinois, and the storms finally died out in the eastern Midwest, but it's generally describing a long-lasting, long-track, damaging, severe thunderstorm cluster that it typically moves from west to east. We've seen this happen occasionally across the Midwest. I can't remember the last time we had one quite this widespread, because I saw, I believe, almost 900 reports of severe weather from these storms yesterday, and the great majority of those were from strong straight-line winds. They don't often produce significant tornadoes, but if you get winds of 80 to 100 miles per hour, as you can see the results, severe damage occurs, especially trees, power lines, and even some structural damage occurring. I know that there were some indications with these storms of a little bit of circulation occurring, but to my knowledge so far, they have not confirmed any significant tornadic storms. But, you know, these storms were moving at one point in time almost 60 to 70 miles per hour. Anytime you have storms moving that fast, you can almost guarantee you're going to have winds at least that fast out ahead of these storms. And they were tracking across 50, 60 mile areas in just a matter of 20 or 30 minutes, and the warnings were extended well in advance of these storms to warn people about the strong line winds. But yeah, the winds of that strength are kind of typical of like weak tornadic winds, maybe an EF1 tornado type wind or an EF0 tornado type wind when you have that 80 to 100 mile per hour wind gust. And of course, when you have winds like that, there's certainly a lot of trees, a lot of power lines, and perhaps some structures just can't handle that type of wind velocity.